This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Attitullo.
Yeah, happy game day Monday. It's a pre-action Monday is what I've been calling it all day. Nobody has said that it's a bad thing yet, though.
No, I like it. I stole it.
I don't know. I don't know that I had
Well, you said it, and I stole it and put it on Twitter.
I'm not worried.
I gave you credit, so I guess that's not stealing.
It's attribution. You know that. You know how
right.
This works.
That's right.
But let us know. How are you feeling going into this game? Is there any possibility that you're a little or maybe even a lot nervous about tonight's game? A game, mind you, where your team is favored by a whole touchdown.
All right. So this is where it gets important to be.
On the road.
We're not talking among your Cowboys friends and we're talking trash and all that. I want you to be completely honest. Figgy. Reggie.
Ain't nobody worry about them.
Listeners.
Ain't nobody worry about them.
I want you, like, completely honest with yourself, okay? Forget the trash talk and all this other stuff. Are you a little nervous?
I am a little nervous.
Really, Phil?
Yeah, because not only, like, I'm not nervous that they're going to lose this game, but I am nervous how the offense going to look. Is it going to be 20-17 type of game? Is it going to come down to the wire? Because this game should not come down to the wire at all.
713-572-4610 or Twitch or YouTube, you can comment.
That's the 5-Hour Energy fan line.
The 5-Hour Energy fan line.
Yes, sir.
You're better at that than I am, but here in front of me, I can see it.
it's hard to forget because I always remember that 5-Hour Energy is the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610. It's football super fans. You know what I mean?
I said you're better. You don't have to rub it in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So here's the thing. I think the fact that, and I'm with you, Figgy, I expect a win, but I feel a little.
I demand a win.
I expect a win.
Sorry for you.
I expect it to be convincing. But the fact that I'm a little nervous about how this team is going to look, I think that says a lot.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the defense at all. I feel like the defense is elite. But I'm worried about the offense,
yeah.
Man. I know Nico should be playing and all that stuff, but I'm just worried. Is it going to be a struggling offense? Are we going to sit here and call for Bobby Slowick? Are we going to be sitting here talking about the O-line? I'm worried about that, and it should not be the case against this Dallas Cowboys.
Well, he said those two words, Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, that is fair, right?
That's like, what it's about.
It's about him, and it's about there would be concern if you also still have a second half. Well, how much would you be concerned if the second half doesn't look as good, especially if you still get a victory?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely still concerned.
Like you wouldn't get to a place where you're like, all right, well they just kind of let it go in the second half.
Yeah, no, because they're not in a position to let it go. Look what the Lions did yesterday. Like you know, the Lions, and they're talking trash.
That'll come up around the AFC South, but they put the Jags
and
in
they
a
said,
body bag.
Take out our starters. No, that's your job to stop us. No, and the Texans, Bobby Slowick in particular, he's not in a position to take his foot off the gas. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I think it depends how I look. If it's like 33-3 at half.
I don't care. Make it 43-3.
I won't be. Yeah.
Put some more on top. At least one touchdown.
I ain't expecting them to look like the Lions, but I wouldn't be pissed off if they did. In the fourth quarter, they did try to reserve some of these players.
Okay. Maybe fourth quarter, midway through fourth quarter, whatever. But Reggie, you can't. This is a defining game for Bobby Slowick.
Right. And I think that it's. I also have to like fully embody the guy that I was on Friday where I said not only is this a get right game, but this is the get right game. So you have to. There is a little nerves that the get right does not happen in the full way because this feels like it's perfectly situated for all of that. Right. Clyde said this game should run along the lines of the New England game. Fair enough. Somebody said they're worried that the 41.5 over won't hit. Okay, very good.
But are you a little nervous about the offense?
And that has to be the place where the nerves are, right? I think defensively and not having Will, I understand where some nerves would be there, but you still have.
But you facing the bad offense in the Dallas Cowboys,
right? But
you
also have some other guys that step in and do those things. Maybe you have like Kamari Lassiter nerves, considering mm-hmm. that CeeDee Lamb does this and goes all over the place. But again, we saw him and Cooper Rush not seem to have the greatest connection mm-hmm. last week. Some of that was the sun, but you know, you wonder how much of that factors in. The nerves would have to come from the offense, if anything.
Oh, 100% is where I'm nervous with this. And I'll take it a step further with your first half, second half stuff, Figgy. I think the game doesn't really start for Bobby Slowick until the second half. I really don't.
You want to hear Bobby Slowick talk?
I would love to hear Bobby Slowick
talk. He talked on Friday as the coordinators, which was their Thursday with the SLID schedule. Mm-hmm. SLID?
SLID. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, very good. I don't know words sometimes, but the schedule that's been SLID forward because mm-hmm. of the Monday night game. So their Thursday was actually our Friday, and they talked, so we didn't have an opportunity to play this audio until now, but this was him talking about the inefficiencies in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I would say really generally, I mean, I think we all know in the second half, for probably the last 5 weeks or so, we've struggled. And it's one of those things when you look at, I mean, I think we haven't scored a touchdown like 19 straight second half possessions. And honestly, like our approach is football is football. And what I mean when I say that is when we dissect it, because we've known about it for 3, 4, or 5 weeks now, when you really dive in and you're like, okay, what's going on? Is something off with the play calls? Are they doing something different? Are we doing something different? What's happening? It's football. Like, it's the exact same as it was in the first half. We're not operating and executing the same. And that's kind of been something that we've been going back and forth on as an offense, really for a couple of weeks now. And ultimately, I think it's one of those things where you keep doing the same thing and you're operating the same way, things aren't working out in your favor. And then even though there may not be necessarily a mental roadblock, it becomes a mental roadblock. And that's kind of what we're working through. And I think we're all in the right space and have the right intent and what we're going to do when we come out in the second half going forward and be on the same page.
Man, that's a problem. And the reason it's a problem is because I get what he's saying or trying to say there. He's still kind of putting it on the players. It's execution, and then it becomes a mental roadblock.
Yeah, but I'm like,
and all that.
What is the thing then that stops
right,
the execution?
Right, that's why it's a problem.
Is it fatigue?
Yeah, that's exactly right. At some point, you keep saying, hey, we're not executing. It shifts from the players to you. And that's why I say, to me, tonight's game really doesn't start for this offense until the second half.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point to make. That's real. I was perplexed just sitting there listening to it. I wrote down, that was one of the things I wrote down, was just like, what stops it? And then also, football is football. Yeah. It's such an interesting thing because it feels like the wrong thing to say when it feels like situationally that mm-hmm. has been the issue with Bobby Slowick's play calling, is that it can be one size fits all instead of being aware of the situations and the distinctions within certain situations and how first and second down and third downs and those different. And I'm certain mm-hmm. that he understands that those things are not the case. I'm not saying that he is so simple. However, we have not seen the benefits of that, of a deep understanding in that. And so I know what he's trying to get to, but football is football seemed to just like kind of really jar me when he said that. So, yeah, I think there is some nerves within, like, are you going to see against this opportunity that you have against a team that, you know, does not really pose a lot of challenges? Are you going to be able to, in what feels like almost a neutral environment, not a neutral environment, but you know what I mean, like kind of a lab environment for you, work out the kinks? Because if you can't work out the kinks here, I don't know that it gets more opportunistic for you to be able to do that, once you get to Thanksgiving and Christmas and those games.
You can't get it done in the second half against the Cowboys. You got issues, and I don't think anybody's gonna deny any of that. And oh, by the way, you also are out of excuses. Nico Collins is going to be back.
Ooh, but that also, if we find out that the panacea is just play Nico Collins, what does that do?
Well, that's fair. But it also, like, if it doesn't happen in the second half and you have Nico Collins back, by the way, you have Damian Pierce back. For what it's worth.
That's cool.
For what it's worth.
Look at Lopez excited about Damian Pierce.
No, I didn't say that.
Look at that. You know what that is? You know what that is?
Damian Pierce back.
You know what that is? That's growth.
No.
Yeah, man.
He's growing.
It's not growth. It's recognition. That,
he's like, no, I've not grown.
Trust me.
I refuse to grow.
I have not grown.
Got Damian Pierce back.
Trust me, I have not grown. What I am saying is they think Damian Pierce is part of the answer. Okay, well, then you're out of excuses because he is going to be back. And if that's what they think, okay, let's see it. Nico Collins, you're right. You know, if he all of a sudden, works his magic, but then they still struggle in the second half, then that's why it's a defining game. It's a defining game for Slowik.
Yeah, I think it's – and going further into some of the audio, I'll paraphrase this one. He was asked about how the staff goes into approaching this week off of what happened. He basically talked about it's one of the kind of cliches that, you know, the approach is the same. Mm-hmm. And then he was asked, and if you give this to me, Figgy, six, you haven't changed anything in your approach. Do you think you should?
We haven't changed big picture. There's been changes. I can assure you of that. But there's been always, you're always making subtle adjustments. I mean, you're talking through the week, you're talking in game, you're talking what we do at halftime. Like, I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things.
You know, he had said earlier, and you paraphrased it, that, they haven't changed much. And then he says there, it's adjustments, subtle type things. Well, then you start to get into the point of, all right, maybe it needs to be more than subtle. Maybe it needs to, if it doesn't work out. Huge game for Bobby Slowik.
Huge, huge game. Yeah. All right, so with the nerves that some people seemingly have, I do wonder how much of that is akin to this one that came in on the 5-hour Energy fan line. Micah Parsons possibly wrecking a game. I do think there's something to that because he is a elite-level mm-hmm. pass rusher, especially if Mike Zimmer actually utilizes him in like kind of the A-gap and really tries to use him to apply pressure in the middle,
yeah.
Which I don't know that how good they will be at doing that generally, but that's a dude that can move around and can blitz in those different areas. How does this offensive line deal with that when it comes to picking up the protection, and are they able to just not get, you know, not just get speed rushed by yeah. him, right? Like, I think that that'll be an interesting thing, but I don't know how capable he will be of just wrecking a game single-handedly, so that'll be something interesting to watch.
But you also have to, you know, point out they're going to try to find the weak spot in that line and use Micah and others to exploit that. So offensive line is still a story. Bobby Slowik in the second half is still a story. Bobby Slowik in general is part of the story. Like, because you can't emphasize enough how bad this Cowboys team is playing.
Yes.
And if it doesn't happen now, then you've got three bunnies, you know, after that in terms of your schedule. Are you really going to be, are we going to be talking about this all the way into mid-December? Because after this, I shouldn't say three bunnies. You got Tennessee and Jacksonville, then a bye.
Yeah, this is one of the three.
Yeah, this is one of the three. Then you got Miami. All of a sudden, Miami's showing a little life.
Who would have thunk? Miami having a starting quarterback would make them look a lot better.
But the point is, for me, like, if it doesn't happen now, we're going to be December 15th against Miami, wringing our hands, wondering if there's anything happening.
At some point, you have to believe what you see.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that would be ultimately the question. So this is the beginning, as you mentioned, of a run of three games that you should have opportunities to really show some things, particularly as you line up really mm-hmm. well against a Cowboys team that is you know, floundering, that also CeeDee Lamb is questionable because he has some back issues mm-hmm. as well, right? Like, he popped up on the injury report last week dealing with the back, and he'll ultimately go, but all these things line up in such a place where you should be able to show out, and you should also be able to answer all these questions on this low level that exists against the Cowboys. But one more thing I want to ask you. Is there any concern that you get through this game and you have to question, like, D'Amico's ability to be, like, a killer at the end of games?
I don't know, man. I would hesitate to say yes on that just because I think it's a thing with the offense. And this team, you know, early on in the season, we can't forget that they did close out some games when the offense wasn't playing well, you know. So, I mean, maybe, but I'm not quite there yet. I couldn't see that. Now, in terms of D'Amico sort of, you know, kind of shuffling aside from real criticism of players and stuff, I think people are already tired of that. And I get it. That's the way he's wired. But does that count with the play calling? And the coaching staff. I mean, that's another thing. I mean, the reason I'm a little nervous, like, all of a sudden, if it doesn't happen offensively, we're going to have real discussions about so-and-so needs to be taking over the play calling. He's going to have to answer real questions. So-and-so is going to have, is so-and-so going to still, is Bobby Slowick still going to be calling plays?
Man, that feels so far outside of the realm of
possibility. It's next week.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen.
That feels so far.
Those are legitimate questions next week.
Better not be.
This week.
Better not be.
Forget next week. This week.
I don't like all that negativity. What I'm looking at is a bad Cowboys team and a Texas team getting back Nico Collins, the boogeyman. Like, nah, this is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it up big. And maybe cover the over by yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Like the 41 point over. Should be. Yeah. Maybe do it by your lonesome. Go ahead and put up 42 for me. How about that?
Yeah.
Right? 281. I mean, you saw what the Lions did to a bad team, right? We will be fine tonight. Rest in peace, Cowboys. I hope so. That is absolutely the way that I'm viewing it, that it should go. Those are like the maybe the nerves that are had, but I feel like that is just the neuroses of the Texans fan. But I don't know that exists in the reality of what this team is capable of. Now, of course, I've said that many times, and they've not always lived up to the capabilities, but this one just feels like it should be there. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans game day, a pre-action Monday, as I've called it. And coming up next, it's about time for us to do our lunchtime confessions.